Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back, and this is, of course, Tim and Julie Harris, and this is Real Estate Coaching Radio broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas, America's most listened to and trusted real estate coaching radio show, your only source for unabashed, unfiltered, full-strength truth about your real estate business. So I'm still working on that intro. What does everyone think? All right, so we have a really cool show for you today. We're talking about momentum. This is something that I think once you get, you know, Julie, we talk about this topic a lot. I talk about it with my coaching clients. I talk about it on free coaching calls. You know, we talk about momentum a lot. And I think it's one of the topics that a lot of people hear, but they don't necessarily listen. Do you know what I mean by that?
Absolutely. Especially, you know, there's a lot of built-in impatience in real estate that can get the better of you. I think they understand conceptually, but the actual day-to-day execution of it can be the challenge.
And, you know, the truth is that our industry right now is not really, frankly, a lot of you guys are being trained not to be patient. You guys are being led to believe that, you know, real estate's all about finding the latest whiz-bang trend, like buying buyer leads is right now. If you guys are buying buyer leads, that's just a trend. Or you're being led to believe that essentially there's a, you know, deep, dark secret, or there's some kind of, you know, little hidden morsel that if you just basically buy this widget or this whatever in a box that all your problems are going to be solved, right? I mean, the fact is that what happens is a lot of you guys get caught in this cycle of never actually taking the time to build momentum. In other words, you never actually give yourself the chance to truly be successful in real estate. And this today's radio show, we are going to do our best to really clear the air. Now, as I was just talking about, a lot of you guys have probably been exposed to similar information like this before. So the question I have for you, as you're listening to what Julie and I have prepared for you, as you're listening today to the radio show, I want you to ask yourself, if you've heard some of the concepts we're talking about today, which hopefully you have by now at this point in your life, why aren't you actually taking action on the information? In other words, if what I'm saying to you and Julie is saying to you today sounds familiar, why is it that you're not actually believing it? Why aren't you actually practicing it? That's the question I want to start out by asking all of you today. So, Julie, I know you've been on the phone all day, as have I, been doing coaching calls. I've been having a heck of a lot of fun because, frankly, oh, my God, so many of these guys are experiencing such huge rebounds in their real estate business.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was fearful everyone was fearful that 2013 was going to be, you know, the last best year, and 2014 was just going to be the after party. Well, it turns out, guys, what we've been telling you for the past 2 years was true, big surprise there, that we are in the very beginning stages of what will be a 7 to 10 year real estate recovery. And I'm seeing agent after agent, coaching student after coaching student that are coming to their coaching calls, having more deals in contract, making more money this year than they ever had at any point in their careers. You know what? That is exciting. Julie, tell us about some of the experiences you've been having with your clients.
Well, it's just amazing. You know, some of these guys are reporting 50, 70, as many as 100 people coming to their open houses. That tells you that there's some interest out there in real estate, doesn't it? And they, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. All of the marketing they're doing is working better. The prospecting they're doing is working better. The lead follow-up that they're doing, especially our clients who take seriously our coaching of what we call relentless lead follow-up with intent to set appointment, you know, the ratios they're getting are so much better. So to not start experiencing momentum right now means that something is busted in your real estate practice. That could be your mindset. It could be your schedule. Could be your skill set. This is one of the reasons people hire coaches to sort out what is going on with you. But the things that people are taking action on are working at such a great level right now. It's so fun to see. A lot of these guys already have more listing inventory than they've ever experienced before. So imagine as we get even further through the spring what's going to happen.
Well, you and I have been coaching agents since the late 90s. And I have to say, in all the years and all the springs that we've been helping agents achieve their success, I cannot remember a spring where so many people were so excited about the success
yeah.
that they're experiencing. There is
Definitely.
Something in the air. You know, I can't say I'm surprised, to be honest with you guys. I mean, we have been telling all of you and preparing all of our coaching students that this is the beginning stages of a 7 to 10 year real estate cycle. We've also been telling all you guys, and hopefully you've been listening, that all this nasty weather and this horrible winter that's finally behind us has what it's essentially done is kept sellers from listing, kept buyers from buying. So what you guys are going to experience, and if you're not experiencing it, by all means, request a free coaching call at Free Coaching Calls for Agents. But what you guys are going to be experiencing over the next, say, 3 to 6 months, is all the buyers that would have already purchased this year, all the sellers that would have already listed this year, all the money that you probably should have already made this year, you're going to be absolutely swamped. And if you're not, you need to seriously consider requesting a free coaching call and figuring out what the heck is wrong. So here's the bottom line, guys. You know, all of you know the difference between when you are going full strength, when you're actually focused, when you're being intense, and when you're not. As your coach or your future coach, we need you guys to be 100% in the game right now. Be 100% focused. Leave nothing on the field. Operate with the assumption that this is going to be your best year ever. There's still tons of time, but not if you don't take action. And operate under the assumption that this is the beginning stages of what's going to be your real estate comeback story. And in many cases, we sincerely hope that you guys are going to take seriously the opportunity of becoming rich, not just real estate rich, which is just basically when you have a closing. We're talking about true wealth. Rich is, by definition, when your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money. Yes, I'm talking about true financial freedom. That is what this real estate recovery is about if you choose for it to be. So that's all up to you. So we're going to talk about building momentum today, which is obviously part and parcel with what we've been talking about so far. It's going to be a great call. It's going to be something that I think a lot of you are going to, if you're ready for the information, are going to be very, I would say what will happen as a result for many of you listening today is you're going to feel relieved, Julie? Would you say that's the right word?
Mm-hmm. Refreshed, relieved, motivated, inspired.
Yeah.
You know, we're not making this up. This is the most exciting thing we've seen in a long time, and you guys better be ready to participate in it.
Amen. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, get ready to take notes.
Is coaching right for you? And how can I guarantee it will work for me? Chances are you're asking yourself those questions right now. I'll answer those critical questions for you in just a moment. But first, let's be honest about something you may have always suspected. You've probably always known that the nation's top 1% of realtors, you know, those millionaire agents you see on TV, they possess a secret knowledge that the other 99% of agents do not have. Where did they learn what they know, and more importantly, how did they learn how to put this closely guarded information into money-making action? It's simple. They have a coach. Not just any coach. The nation's Mega Millions top 1% of the realtors know that in order to maintain their almost unfair advantage, that they must have their own personal coach, a proven market-tested coach who has truly walked in their shoes, a coach who has worked with many of the nation's leading agents. At this point, you're probably ready to maybe try coaching. However, you don't want to be unfairly locked into a long-term ball and chain that coaching contracts can give you. It just makes sense that you should be able to try it before you buy it. Even more importantly, you want to have a coach who is the best of the best. Not someone who is simply assigned to you, or even worse, has never sold real estate. Can you imagine? If this is you, I have something for you right now that is exactly what you have been looking for. For the next 48 hours, Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching is offering you a free coaching call. This is a real coaching call with a real Tim and Julie Harris coach. Now, while you are thinking about it, why don't you visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Once again, that is freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Now, let's be clear. This exclusive coaching opportunity is only available for the first 50 realtors who are stone cold serious about their real estate business and know that in order to succeed at the highest level, they must hire a coach. So don't wait any longer. Take action now and visit us again at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Thanks so much. See y'all soon.
Okay, we are back. If you guys heard that in the background, that was our little baby Zoe who was commenting about the fact that the commercial was taking too long. So now we are back. And Julie, let's just jump right in. Yes, she is.
Sure.
Exactly. She's only 4 months old, so she's allowed to be a little impatient. But you guys aren't. Back to topic. All right, so we're going to tell you guys a story. I'm going to give you guys a story to kind of set the stage for receiving this information. So I want you guys to imagine the different stages of a plane taking off. So imagine if you are the captain. Really, you're the captain. You're sitting in the front of the plane. You have your co-pilot, but you are the captain, and it is your job to basically make sure the plane has all the right settings, all the right functions, and you're throttling down hard enough that basically the plane's not only going to take off, clear the runway, but also eventually climb to altitude. So that is when, you know, the question is, and we use this as an analogy a lot because it really is a great way to explain momentum. When, the question is when does the plane use most of its fuel? Think about that. That's the question. So let's keep on talking. So the plane has to then obviously throttle up, throttle down, whatever the actual term is, I'm not a pilot, and get up to altitude. And then it's going to cruise at altitude, and then eventually it's going to come to its destination, which could be years from now. You know, remember, this is just this plane story. This plane represents your life. And let's just say, for example, this plane has never-ending fuel supply, as hopefully most of you will. So get with me on this point. Question is when does the plane use most of its fuel? Does it use it when it's taking off? Does it use it when it's cruising? Or does it use it when it's eventually reached its destination and it starts to land? When does the plane use most of its fuel? Interesting, isn't it? Now, I know a lot of you, 50% of you, are going to say at cruising altitude, and some of you are going to say the correct answer at takeoff. That is correct. At takeoff, the plane uses most of its fuel. Remember the last time you were on a jet? Remember how noisy it was? Remember the G-forces as you were being forced back into the seat? Remember how everything was rattling and chinking around and all the, you know, all that? That's because all two or four engines, jet engines, were going full throttle to get up to altitude. At that point, again, the most energy was being expended, the most fuel was being used, and the most everything was being focused on reaching that cruising altitude of 30,000 feet or however many feet it was. Your business and the stages of momentum are the exact same thing. Now, don't lose contact with that analogy. Stay focused and remember the different stages of the plane taking off. So in a correct running business, you are at different stages of momentum at all times. So like, for example, let's say you are working on a specific lead generation spoke, and that lead generation spoke has now reached cruising altitude. So cruising altitude is when the pilot actually gets to pull back on the throttle. So now the plane, that's the reason when you're in a jet, when you're reaching that 30,000 feet, it actually gets quieter because less energy is used. So in your business, in your life, you're always at different stages of building momentum in whatever it is that you're focusing on. Like the plane, when you reach cruising altitude, then you can pull back on the energy that's required because, frankly, guys, then it gets easy. Now, Julie, what are you thinking about when I say that?
Well, I just had this vision of that's when you're the passenger and you look, and that's when the pilot gets up to use the restroom, right? And you're always going, what? Who's flying the plane? Well, it's because at cruising altitude, his co-pilot's in charge. We've got it on autopilot. You're cruising. We're at altitude. Everything is good. So in real estate, cruising altitude for most agents means achieving that magical level of listing inventory, which means you become a great listing agent, no longer dependent on paying for buyer leads and that sort of thing. The challenge is making it through takeoff which for every agent is the most challenging part of their business, building that listing inventory and learning the skill that's necessary to get you to cruising altitude. And what was going on in my mind is how many times agents are almost at cruising altitude, but they get frustrated, they get distracted, whatever happens, and then they have to circle back to the runway and start all over again.
Now,
they lose
Julie
momentum,
just said,
and they don't get there.
Julie just said something that's critical, and all of you need to get this into your heads. She said, and she was very clear with it, that basically, you know, when you get up almost up to the point where you're cruising, almost to the point where you're at the cruising altitude, almost to the point where things start requiring less energy, so many of you just quit. You quit right before you're about to experience your greatest level of success. That happens time and time again. Now, why does it happen? Let's just be honest. Why does it happen? Because you have been working so hard to get up to that altitude, because you've been working so consistently to actually reach that level, that you have lost a little bit of faith in the fact that one day you'll actually get to a point where things are easier. In other words, because you've had to delay the gratification, the satisfaction for so long, you have kind of lost track of basically what direction you should go. And then what happens? Some clown comes to town, goes to your office, invites you to the basement of some hotel, and does a cat monkey show, and then all of a sudden you become what Julie calls a sampler. So Julie, remind me what a sampler is.
A sampler is an agent that goes from thing to thing looking for that magic bullet, looking for the next latest greatest thing, and if I just implement this, then the world will rain leads on me, and I can just pick them off my phone all day long. I don't have to do all the other stuff that I didn't want to do anyway. I'll just try this. And they try that, and they kind of half implement it. And then the next clown comes to town with the next whiz-bang thing that, oh, let's do, you know, social networking online. You just have to update your Facebook page every 22 seconds. You'll be okay. And you go to that thing, and you try that out because you don't have the momentum to follow the focus. Remember, what's the definition of focus? Follow one course until successful, because that's a little bit harder, requires a little bit more patience. You've got to do things like manage your time, you know. And so a sampler is an agent that just goes from thing to thing looking for the latest and greatest thing without actually really implementing anything that's going to make them money.
Almost all of you guys are guilty of being samplers, okay?
Like
how
a
do you
moth
know if
to the light.
How do you know if you're a sampler? Well, let's see. Are you buying buyer leads? You are a sampler if you're buying buyer leads from any of the big Zillow's, Trulia's, Realtor.com's, Home, whatever they are. You are
right, because you're doing that in belief that that's going to be the thing that gets you there.
Because it's trendy right now. It's what all the cool kids are doing. But guess what, guys? All the millionaire agents, how many of them do you know that are buying buyer leads? I'll give you the answer. Zero.
None.
Because they know it's just a trend. So here's another thing. How many different little coaching programs have you been involved in just the past few years? A lot of you, again, we get these free coaching call requests. I've been with this company and that company, and we say, well, why didn't it work out? Because it turns out that, you know, what they're asking you to do didn't work for you, didn't work in your market. You didn't ask the tough questions before you actually considered hiring that coach or trainer, or even worse, and this, I had a coaching call like this today with one of you, where basically you signed up for this coaching program. It was one of these programs where you're supposed to basically, you know, beg, borrow, and steal until your past clients and centers of influence decide to give you a lead. And they found out that, guess what, their coach, who they signed up to have coached them, had never sold real estate before. Big surprise.
Wow.
Well, I mean, so samplers. You guys go from one thing to one thing, and you never give yourself the opportunity to really become a master of anything. You quit right before you reach momentum. You know, Julie, it's interesting. When we do free coaching calls with agents that have reached momentum, you can totally tell. What are indications? Yeah, let's talk about that. What are indications that an agent has reached momentum?
Well, an indication would be that they have control of their schedule on some level. Maybe not every second of every day, but they actually are consciously controlling their time. They do things like the brain dump. They do things like concentrating on appointments instead of just contacts. They, you know, I want to say they talk the talk, but what does that mean? They have listings. They understand their listing inventory. They understand relentless lead follow-up. They have multiple spokes of business that they are now polishing so that they're more efficient and more effective. They're not having conversations about, well, tell me. They don't say things like, well, tell me the one thing that I need to do, because they understand that there's not just one thing they need to do.
They're not drowning in information from all these different sources. They're not believing that they have to build some big team to be successful. They're not confused about what it's going to take to basically build their businesses to the next level. And oftentimes, the reason that they hire us, and these are agents that are doing, say, 50, 100, 200 units a year, is because they want to shorten the path. They realize that basically coaching will get them to where they want to go faster, and so they're wanting some, you know, they're wanting some shortcuts. Now, here's the tough part. When you're at the very beginning stages and you're clearing the runway and you're getting up to altitude, the shortcuts, even at that point, aren't that short because you still got to do the work. But once you've reached the cruising altitude and you've got consistent cash flow, because you have consistent listings, because you have formed a really strong business, then there are lots of little things you can do to enhance the business and make things work smoother. Guys, one of the things that I also see with a lot of you is you have absolutely no I don't know what to call it without sounding too critical, but you guys are not building your business around making a profit. You're building your business around selling houses and maybe a certain dollar volume. I'll ask you what your goal is, and I have yet to have a free coaching call where someone says, my goal is to basically save this amount of money, you know, buy this, increase my net worth by this amount. My specific goal is designed around essentially building wealth. You guys will tell me I want to sell 100 houses. Okay, that's great. Why? And you'll say, well, I sold 75 last year. Okay, great. So why do you want to sell 100? You keep on asking questions. And then you guys are on these perpetual ladders that you're always climbing to the next level, thinking, hoping, and praying that once you reach that next level, all your problems will be solved. In other words, magically, more money just automatically means that you'll be wealthy and you'll save more and you won't have any debt. It doesn't work like that. More units will solve all my problems. A big team, the next whiz-bang widget, doesn't work like that. I know you guys are sold on that. I know you guys read that in books. I know you guys go to real estate conferences, and it's a constant barrage of bullshit. You need to actually take responsibility and just look at yourself. Ask yourself, how long have I been in the real estate business? How many houses have I sold? Why am I not further down the financial road than I am? Why is it that I still have to worry about money at this point in my career, in my life? You have to get pissed about that. You have to really invoke some emotions inside of you so you'll finally make the change. Guys, once you reach cruising altitude, once you've reached that point, trust me when I tell you life is better. Life is easier. Life all of a sudden starts to really fall in place, and you don't have to worry about the different things that a lot of you struggle and fight with every single day. I mean, if you ask any self-made millionaire what their secret was, it doesn't matter if it's in our industry or another. They always say the same thing, never giving up. I'm going to say that again, never giving up. Any self-made millionaire will tell you, I never gave up. My competitors gave up. I never gave up. My competitors thought it was too much work. I never gave up. My competitors were always looking for some easier path. I never gave up. If you've given up in the past, if that's been your pattern of not completing things, of not following things all the way through, today could be the end of that. Today could be the start of you developing the mindset that I am going to build momentum, I'm going to get to the cruising altitude level, and I'm never going to give up. Now, here's the challenge you have. The hard part is knowing that if what you're doing right now is the right path, because you guys are not evaluating a lot of the things that you're being sold and told, or told and sold, however you want to say it. The lead buying services, the this and the that's and the others. You guys need to learn how to really be critical before you buy any sort of coaching, training, lead generation, whiz-bang widget. Even though it looks like and you think that this will be something that will enhance my business, how do you know? How do you actually know? How do you evaluate it? How do you actually put a critical filter on all those types of decisions in your business? Because what happens is if you're constantly being attracted to something that looks like it's a new, shiny, pretty thing, that means that what you're saying essentially is the path that I'm on is not the correct path. And it might not be the correct path. That's what coaching is all about. But if you guys are going to be samplers and go from one idea to the other, don't ever expect to build momentum. Again, the challenge is knowing when to walk away from things like illegal cold calling, from things like illegal bait-and-switch advertising that a lot of you guys are doing, an idea that started back in the 80s and the 90s, and now there's still a company out there that are telling you guys to run all these direct response ads, okay? It doesn't work anymore if it worked in the first place. So a lot of these ideas that you guys are putting in place that you tried to make work, and then 6 months, 12 months later, you look back and you say, well, maybe I got some business from it, but it wasn't worth the money I put in, and even worse, it wasn't worth the time I put in and the opportunity that I lost trying to make that work. Guys, that's the very definition of the wrong path. You need to take responsibility for your future. You need to take responsibility for getting the most out of this real estate recovery. It's not up to your broker, your office manager, your franchise holder. It's not up to your husband, your wife, your children. It's not up to your dog. It is up to you to take action, and it's up to you to decide that this next 7 to 10 year cycle, this real estate boom that we are starting to experience right now, does result in you being rich. That is the point and should be the point of you being in the real estate business. If it's not, what the heck are you doing? Just go get a job. In most cases, it's a hell of a lot easier. I mean, am I right here, Jules?
Absolutely. It would be easier than the consternation that some of them cause themselves, you know. The thinking about getting ready to someday possibly implement something that you may have started last week, that's stressful, you know. The difference is follow one course until successful, but identify what that course is. And I think you're right that there are so many people out there trying to get you to do different things, take different directions and try this and try that. It's hard to know what the right thing is to do, and that's exactly why people hire a coach. A lot of my clients have said, I look at you as my co-pilot, or I look at you, you know, as my go-to quasi-broker because my broker doesn't give us anything. My office manager doesn't give us any leadership. I'm not getting it anywhere else. So that's okay, but you've got to identify that if you are not where you need to be, there's a reason for that. Stop doing what you keep doing to not get yourself there, and decide that you're going to take a change of action. The only question is what that change is going to be, and that's why you've got to hire coaches that have actually done what you want to do.
Yeah, I mean, you guys think that people that are wealthy had some advantage that you didn't, or were born with a silver spoon, or, you know, in some cases, all those sort of things are true, but for the most part, most of the people you read about and most of the people you know about that are truly financially successful, well off, it's because they've done some of the things that we're asking all of you to do. It's all about momentum. It's about staying focused. It's about staying focused on the right path. It's about stop being one of these sampler agents that just goes from idea to an idea. I know that this message today doesn't appeal to all of you. I know that. I know, matter of fact, that this message today is not going to appeal to very many of you at all, because a lot of you guys don't want to listen to what we're having to say. I understand that, and I accept it. And furthermore, I accept the fact that as a result of us being truthful with you guys and telling you what you don't want to hear, that some of you are really going to seize hold of this information, and it's going to change the trajectory of your life. So for the 10 or 20% of you that are listening right now, live and in replay, make that you. Decide that you are going to make this your real estate recovery. Decide that you are going to really change the trajectory of your life, your family's life. You know, this industry, this business, it's a gift. It truly is, but it also can be a curse, can't it? You decide what it's going to be for you. You decide how much money you're going to earn. You decide how long you're going to take to earn that money. It's totally up to you, guys. It is. It just is. So what are you supposed to do now? If you are not currently one of our students, I want you to seriously consider, or if you are, matter of fact, I want you to seriously consider requesting a free coaching call, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. We will help you. When you have a free coaching call with Julie or myself or one of our coaches, you're going to leave that call motivated, educated, and you're going to have a specific plan of action. Now, it's not just going to be a one-size-fits-all plan of action. It's customized to your strengths. All of you guys are different. If you've ever wondered why a specific coaching program didn't work for you and supposedly it worked for somebody else, it's because you're not that person. Your strengths are different than another person. You have to exploit the strengths that you have. You know, it's funny, Julie. I think sometimes when these guys, you know, they sign up for these other coaching programs, you know, here's a funny thing. I had this come up in a free coaching call today. I just saw this, actually. You know, they were comparing us to three or four other coaching companies, and they hired us to be their coaches, which was fantastic. I was very appreciative of the honor of being their coaches. Now, here's the funny part. I was asking them questions about what they were asking when interviewing the other coaching companies, and the questions went something like this. Have you ever sold real estate before? No, was often the answer from the other coaching companies. The coach that I'm going to be assigned to, have they ever sold real estate before? No. What happens if I'm not happy and I want a different coach? Well, we'll consider it. what happens if I want to be out of the coaching program and it's not a fit for me because it turns out that, you know, basically it's not a good program for me? And the answer, you signed a contract and we're not going to let
you
out. Too bad, exactly. Not with us. We don't use contracts. Why don't we use contracts? Because we know that ultimately you guys are going to love the experience you have with us, and we don't need to have you sign some long-term ball and chain contract. It's just not necessary because of what we're providing for you, especially for the price. So, guys, here's the bottom line. Take responsibility for yourself. This is an era of self-sufficiency. You guys watch. That's going to be a nationwide trend. I already feel it bubbling up. We're coming out of an era of dependency. You watch. Mark my word. Remember I told you this. Early April 2014, we're now going to be entering into a new era in our society, in our country, of self-sufficiency. People are going are sick and fed up of depending on others, and they're going to finally start being Americans again and taking control of their destinies. They're not going to wait for something to happen to magically solve all their problems. They're going to solve their problems themselves, as it should have always been. So, guys, what are you supposed to do now? Request a free coaching call. Free coaching calls for agents.com. Free coaching calls for agents.com. We love the opportunity to help every one of you. We're the only agent-centric coaching company that there is. And anything we can do at any time to be of help to you guys, please ask. We're here for you. We'll talk with you tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.